Is Alan used to tell those stories always a bit creepy, the lights used to go down. And they weren't jokes, were they? They were kind of
macabre sort of things.
Well, exactly. And he told a story about the last fella left alive. I'll never forget this. And again, it always sends it building to a punchline, but you'll have to believe me when I tell you it's purely and simply the fact that he told these weird stories. And I always remember, I'd be about nine, I'm fascinated by watching Dave Allen tell this. The neutron bomb or ever gone off, you know, kills all people but leaves buildings standing. And there was one fella who suddenly, after the explosion, came around and he was alone in the world. And he was a pilot, and he searched everywhere. He said, there must be somebody, but there wasn't. The world was intact, but he was alone. And anyway, Dave Allen dragged it out and was very atmospheric, because he's a pilot, and he goes to the airport, and there were the jets already fueled up. And he travels the world, trying to find another soul who's left alone, and there never is. And everywhere he goes, anybody walks down avenues deserted, and streets that are now sprouting weeds over the places, and trees are starting to grow back in place, and reverting to forest, and anybody, no. He can have the finest of anything in the world. Food remains uncontaminated. Whatever he has, and you know, he can eat and he wears the best clothes, but he's alone in the world. He's going crazy. Until one day he's walking through his forest and he pulls back the sign on the street just to see where he is. And it says Fifth Avenue, New York. And he realizes he has now come full circle and he's back again. And there's nobody else alive in the world.
Mm.
And he cannot bear this thought, even though he's alone and king of the world as far as he knows. And he climbs to the top of the tallest building, which would be, you know, the World Trade Center, let us say. The lift is still operating, ironically. Up he goes to the very top, and he takes one last look around, and nothing. Nothing moving. No animals, no birds, nothing. He's just alone in the world. So he opens up the roof and goes onto the roof and climbs those stairs and takes one last look around and shouts out, you fools, you finally did it. And there's the last remaining living thing on this planet. He leaps off. And as he's leaping off, halfway down the building, he hears a phone ringing.
Oh,
isn't that
no.
That the most awful story?
Oh, God.
And he said, good night, and may your God go with you. As he used to. And I'll never get thinking, that is a weird thing. Dave Allen, top man, eh?
Brilliant.
Yeah. Halfway down, there's a phone ringing.
It's a bit of the wrong number, anyway.
Whatever it is. You can speculate, of course, he hit the awning outside the building and bounced all the way back up to the top of the building. Yeah. Anyway. How did we get there? Here's another 4 or 5 minutes of the show. That person with the Daily Mail has gone indoors now and said, I went to the...